down in a minute.
Exactly.
Spread the responsibility here. Good morning, Pam. Good morning, everybody. If I could have your attention, just like to thank everybody for the effort to be here this morning, and welcome to Springfield. It's time to start the meeting, and to do that, I'd ask Michelle Thompson to call the roll.
Ms. Ehrenberg?
Here.
Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Mrs. Sarah?
Here.
Ms. Holmes? Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Dr. Kurtz?
Here.
Mr. MacMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver?
Here.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Tienken?
Here.
Thank you, everyone.
So there's a couple of things. One, I think all of the trustees and many of the speakers received a copy of this document, which is a speaker by speaker. Excuse me. No, I think they may have shared it with others to spread a little of the responsibility for keeping us all on time here. So, if you think we're lagging behind, I hope all of you will speak up. So our first agenda item, our first event here, is really a tribute to Stan Eikenberry, who always thought Stan had a wonderful voice. Apparently Mike Hogan does too, he just told me. Stan had a wonderful voice, he loved to sing, and one of his favorite songs was Illinois, and he always thought the university should embrace its many parts by having some commonality, and one of those elements might be to begin the meetings with a state song. So in honor of Stan, we've been doing that for the last few meetings, and today we have Barbara Burkhart, who's with us today, and it's got a wonderful voice. She's a member of the Springfield faculty at the English department, and a wonderful dinner partner. So it's great to have you here today, and I hope you'll begin the meeting in a wonderful way. Thank you.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow Illinois, not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, can be writ the nation's glory, Illinois, Illinois, on the record of the years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan and our tears, Illinois, Illinois, Grant and Logan and our
students and others, it's a great example of how the faculty, in addition to conveying knowledge and discovering knowledge, can enrich each of our lives in the breadth and depth of their own personalities and characters. And I that's it's great to probe around and learn a little bit more about them outside of the classroom. You discover amazing talent like that. So encourage you all to embrace the faculty in every way. Our first speaker this morning, we're excited to have George Reed with us. George is the head of the IBHE and is our funding source. So, you know, I had an uncle once, and he said, get them by their wallets, and their hearts and minds will follow. So you have our hearts and minds this morning, George.
Thank you so much, I guess. And I don't know if I can follow Dr. Burkhardt. She was great, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Fantastic.
Chairman Kennedy, President Mike Hogan, Dr. Cook, Dr. Wise, Dr. Mears, distinguished members of the Board of Trustees, I just wanted to express my appreciation on behalf of the board to thank you for so many things. I was driving over today and I was thinking about all of the people assembled on this board and where you could be today, but you're taking out your precious time to serve this board, which I'm grateful for. I know Mike is, and thank you so much. This university, President Hogan, in my judgment, continue to lead the way in our state in several ways. Let me just mention a few. Even in the days when the General Assembly was considering the MAP funding, was successful, but it would not have been, probably in my judgment, had not been for the strong voices of the folks from Illinois University, the Illinois Connection, the students and the alumni. You know, there are so many hundreds of students who will be thankful to you. The students were actually looking toward the second semester not having enough MAP funds to continue. So thank you for that. I'm also mindful that the General Assembly passed the Prairie Research Institute Survey bill that gave renewed those services, vital services for the state, and so that's tremendous value for us in Illinois. And then Mike himself continues to contribute to my thinking. We're both historians. I've had the chance to visit with him in his office. We talked about many things as well as his vision for the university, which I will tell you is extraordinary. And then when we got going real well in this performance funding stuff, Mike called and said, George, you know, I want to be a part of this. And I said, absolutely. And the board, the committee that was considering performance funding immediately said, yes, we need Mike's voice on this. That shows you the stature of your president. This is performance funding, and it's a new way to look at how the state's going to fund higher education. Eventually, it will be data-driven, which brings me to another point of congratulations and thanks to you to say that without the faculty and staff of the university, we wouldn't be so far along the road with our longitudinal data system had not been for them. They've developed the four models for it. We will continue with what they've done here at the University of Illinois and build a more systematic system throughout the state based upon what they've done here. And then I'm thinking about, finally, the public agenda for college and career success, the blueprint for higher education in Illinois. The 2 years before I came, the blueprint was created by the Board of Higher Education. The blueprint was a document that revealed a lot of things that we would not have wanted to have revealed. A chief among which was the fact that we had two states of Illinois, one doing very well, highly educated, healthy, live long lives, wise, have employment, the other, the underside, the underbelly of our state, people who are not doing very well at all. And the public agenda hearkens